Chapter 2. Lexa. Getting ahead required courage. All she had to do was muster some from the recesses of her being, walk into Zane's office, and ask. Or better yet, tell him. I'm your CEO. He'd posted the CEO position 9 months ago, and had yet to interview anyone. To be honest, on the org chart, Lexa was nothing more than Zane Brea's executive assistant. He'd hired her 7 years ago when she moved here as a newlywed. She was fresh out of Florida State Business School. He was fresh out of Nebraska launching ZB Burgers, a fast-growing gourmet hamburger chain. In those lean early days, there was no organizational chart. From the get-go, Lexa functioned as the executive of the fast-growing ZB Enterprises, the parent company for Manhattan's hottest new restaurant. At her desk, she ate her power bar while combing through email, hers as well as Zane's. The coming fall season brought one of their biggest promotional events, Zany Days. ZB Burgers in cities such as Manhattan, Miami, Omaha, Dallas, and Denver sponsored a family day of fun and food at a local park. Last year, videos and pictures from their big bash in Central Park with celebrities mingling with ordinary people went viral. The idea began 3 years ago as her brainchild to marry food with community and to expose hamburger connoisseurs in those major markets to the quality and freshness of Zane's family recipes. And it had been wildly successful.
Morning.
Zane stopped at her desk, looking as if he stepped from the pages of GQ. A rich cloud of cologne wafted around him, and the New York Post was tucked under his arm. Morning. Lexa stood, covering her mouth with her hand as she swallowed a bite of power bar. Your iPad is on your desk. We have a Zany Days meeting at 10. She removed the pen, holding her twist of damp hair on top of her head.
What would I do without you?
Was he charming? Yes. But his Nebraska farm boy swagger gave him an edge, an it factor lacking in most young Manhattan entrepreneurs. Everyone loved Zane, and if they didn't love him, they liked him, respected him. Lexa considered herself lucky, no blessed, to be on his team. After her divorce, work kept her grounded, sane, able to breathe when she felt underwater. Up at 5, she exercised, then readied for work, hopping the short subway from her Greenwich Village apartment to ZB's new Tribeca offices by 6:45. At her desk by 7:05, 7:10 at the latest, she prepped for the day, cleaned up email, shuffled items from her calendar to Zane's and back again, answered messages from managers at their more than 20 locations, and reviewed reports from every department. If she was acting like a CEO, then she should be the CEO. Zane arrived after Lexa took a few minutes to flat iron her hair in the women's lounge, and her day was off to the races.
Do you have the tear sheets from the Forbes article?
Zane walked toward her while scanning his iPad. On your desk. Zane Breas was the latest entrepreneurial wunderkind, and he liked to collect his media clippings. Once he opened the 46th Street store, the business exploded. Now, scrambling to meet the demands of franchisees and cities wanting a ZB Burgers, Lexa had ideas on how to get ZB to the next level, which led her back to...